This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
This morning we read from the Gospel of Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. Now let's join together in our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, who is love, whose love is manifest in all creation, in our lives and in all people. We follow Christ, who embodied God's love, in his life and ministry, his death and resurrection, and his granting to us of his Spirit. He filled us with that love as well. We live by the Spirit, the presence of God's love in us. In that love, we participate in the church, body of Christ, in loving God by loving our neighbors through our hopes, our presence, our gifts, and our service. Love is our faith. It is a gift from God. We thank God and ask God's blessings that we may love in his name of Christ and in the power of the Spirit to God's glory. Amen.
Our focus of scripture this morning is Psalm number 80, verses 1 through 7, verses 17 through 19. Hear the words of the psalmist. Shepherd of Israel, listen. You, the one who leads Joseph as if he were a sheep, you who are enthroned upon the winged heavenly creatures, show yourself before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Wake up your power. Come to save us. Restore us, God. Make your face shine so that we can be saved. God of heavenly forces, how long will you fume against your people's prayer? You fed them bread made of tears. You've given them tears to drink three times over. You've put us at odds with our neighbors. Our enemies make fun of us. Restore us, God of heavenly forces. Make your face shine so that we can be saved. Let your hand be with the one on your right side, with the one whom you secured as your own. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us so that we can call on your name. Restore us, God of heavenly forces. Make your face shine so that we can be saved. The words of our faith, thanks be to God. Back in ancient history, a long, long, long time ago, in the mid-60s to be exact, Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote a song. Well, actually, Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote lots of songs in the 60s. They were some of the more prolific songwriters of that time. Those of us that were alive back in those ancient days might remember that. But they wrote one particular song that popped into my head as I read this scripture that we just shared together this morning. The artist was Jackie DeShannon. So let's play a little golden oldies Name That Tune this morning. Can you name that 1965 tune that Jackie sang, written by Bert and Hal? Anybody? I'll give you a hint. It's the message title this morning. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Remember it? Those of us that are there. If you weren't born then, Google it. That's what I did. I went to YouTube and listened to it. What the world needs now is a love song. Well, a love song of sorts. It's not what they call a typical love song where somebody is expressing love for somebody else. But it's a song about love, and it's a song about love that is short, lacking in the world. It's an observation that at least in 1965, there was a lack of love among people in the world. The 60s were a turbulent decade. There were lots of songs of calling out, prophetic songs, if you will. This is a prophetic song, calling for more love for one another. The song that we just shared together is a love song of sorts, too. I mean, it's not specifically about love, but if you were to categorize this psalm, which is a song, by the way, we know that, right? The psalms are sung. This would be a song sung by Israel, fall under the genre of the blues. Israel is singing about the lack of love that they're feeling, that they're seeing, that they're receiving. Particularly, they're calling out God for God's lack of love for them. Things are turbulent, things are tough, things are in chaos. They're not feeling any love right now. Both songs, this psalm and Jackie DeShannon's song, are still relevant today, aren't they? We still lament, we hear laments from others about the lack of love that they feel, that they have. They wonder where God has gone and why God doesn't love them, because all of this terrible stuff is happening to them. As we look in our own time, look and listen. Listen to how we talk to one another, how we don't talk to one another, how we treat one another. Where is the love? That's another song. You remember that one? Where is the love? An example of missing love. Just 2 days ago, I think it was on the news Friday night, the woman in Des Moines that hit a 14-year-old Mexican girl because she was Mexican. How awful. Where is the love? She admitted to that too, by the way. Disgraceful. The fourth Advent candle that we lit this morning, the candle of love. Jesus' love. The kind of love that Jesus showed us. The kind of love in which Jesus treats everyone with, wants us to treat everyone with. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we celebrate this day. That's what we'll celebrate on Christmas Day. The face of God's love in the world. The kind of love God wants us to love one another with. It's not fully here yet, is it? We get glimpses that we've got a long ways to go. 4 years later, Jackie DeShannon, her brother Randy Myers, and Jimmy Holiday wrote a sequel of sorts to What the World Needs Now. Can you name it? Put a little love in your heart. Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. One of the verses. They wrote it because it seems like the first request, the first question about what the world needs now, it kind of struggled to gain traction. Didn't treat each other with much love even after that. That song, too, calls to us today, just as it did decades ago. Because the world needs love. And it's only going to be fully realized when we put a little love in our own hearts. I listened to Put a Little Love in Your Heart this morning on YouTube. The refrain at the end of the song repeats again and again and again. Put a little love in your heart. I changed those words. Words for us to say, to sing again and again. Put the love of God in your heart. Each and every day for each and every person. Because it's what the world needs now. Always has, always will. Love. God's love. Let it flow from yours each day, each moment, for everyone. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.